Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, as we turn our attention to your word,
天父，我们在这里聆听你的话语。
We pray that through your spirit you'll illuminate our understanding.
希望您的圣灵能够帮助我们理解您的话语。
And give us hearts to act upon it.
给我们愿意跟您一起行走的心。
In a way that is pleasing in your sight.
我们可以，我们的生活可以荣耀您。
In Jesus' name we ask these. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Okay. Next week is Thanksgiving weekend, but I will not get to talk to you then, so I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving now.
那下周末就是感恩节，但是John Torres牧师下周不会讲到，所以现在我们这个话题呢，他选择的是关于感恩节的。
Do you know the origin and the meaning of the Thanksgiving holiday?
那大家知道感恩节的起源和意义吗？
If you have children in school, they probably heard it.
如果您的孩子去上学，那在学校里他会学习到。
This is the story told in many schools, maybe most schools today.
在学校里，关于感恩节的故事是这样的。
Pilgrims from England came over to North America in 1620 and started a colony in Massachusetts.
那1620年，英国的清教徒来到了北美，在马萨诸塞开始了垦荒地。
They had trouble trying to survive in a harsh climate that they found there.
因为北美的天气很不一样，他们在这边经历了很多的困难。
But friendly Indians came along and helped them.
但是非常友好的印第安人来帮他们了。
So the next autumn, the pilgrims had a great, huge feast to give thanks to the Indians who had helped them.
所以第二年秋天在收获的时节呢，这些清教徒大摆宴席宴请和感谢这些印第安人。
That's the story you will be told in the schools.
这是我们学校教的故事。
But the story is not true.
但这个故事不是真实的。
What really happened is that the pilgrims came in 1620 looking for religious freedom.
事实是这样的，1620年，英国的清教徒为了寻求宗教的自由来到了北美。
They wanted the freedom to worship God according to the Bible as they understood it.
他们寻求这个可以敬拜唯一真神的自由。
They established a colony and they had a difficult first couple of years.
他们建立了拓荒村，但在开始的一两年是非常艰难的。
After that, they changed the social economic system of their colony.
之后他们改变了他们这种像我们社会主义大锅饭的系统。
Things went much better.
然后他们的生活状况就开始转变了。
And so in the autumn, after a great harvest, they had called a huge feast to give thanks to God.
所以到第三年的秋天呢，他们有很大的收获，他们就大摆宴席来对神感谢，神对他们的帮助。
Not to the Indians, to God.
不是感谢印第安人，是感谢神。
This is the part that our society wants to leave out of the story. Thanksgiving to God.
那这个对神感谢的部分呢，我们的社会好像不愿意分享。
And this omission is very significant.
社会对这个信息的改变是有重大意义的。
If you read Romans chapter 1, verses 16 to 32, you will see a very vivid picture of the slide of the human race, both corporately and individually, into sin, rebellion against God, and moral depravity.
那我们今天的经节，如果我们读到罗马书一章十六到三十二节，我们会看到一个非常生动的画面，关于我们人类从个体的角度或者群体的角度，如何的堕落在罪中，如何的背叛神，如何的道德败坏。
We certainly see that all around us today.
那我们今天显而易见的可以看到我们周围这样的事件屡屡发生。
And at the root of it, you will find a refusal to give God thanks.
那我们发现拒绝对神存在一颗感恩的心是这个问题的根源。
Verse 2 reads, Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful.
那第二十一节讲到，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
Why is thanksgiving to God so crucial?
为什么对神存感恩的心是如何的重要呢？
Why does refusal to give thanks to God have such disastrous consequences?
为什么拒绝感谢神会有这样灾难性的后果？
Let us trace the argument through our reading this morning, Romans 1, 16 to 25.
那我们仔细研读一下我们今天早晨的经文，罗马书一章十六到二十五节。
Look at verse 19.
我们看一看第十九节。
What may be known of God is evident among them, for God has shown it to them.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means that people know about God.
这就是说人知道是有神的。
They know at least some things about God.
他们对于神的存在至少是略知一二。
God has shown enough about himself to people that they should know at least that there is a God and should search for him.
那神给我们足够的证据，我们至少知道是有神的存在的，我们也应该愿意去寻求他。
How has God shown this?
那神如何显示他自己呢？
Verse 20.
第二十节。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead.
自从造天地以来，神的本能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。
We know by the things that are made, or more specifically, by means of the things that are made.
借着所造之物或者造物的方式。
In other words, it is the creation that God has made that shows us that there is a God.
也就是说，神所造的世界向我们显明了一定会有一个造物主。
How?
如何呢？
When we look at the world, we see order and design, not a chaotic, undifferentiated mass.
那我们看一看我们周围的世界，我们看到了秩序，我们看到了设计，并不是一团糟，没有任何的秩序的乱糟糟的世界。
We see a vast universe of stars and planets all laid out in order and suspended in space. Our solar system with 9 planets in perpetual majestic order around the sun.
那我们看到我们这个广大的宇宙有亿万颗的星体，它们都悬挂在空中，有序的旋转。我们太阳系有九大行星，依照各自的轨道围绕着太阳旋转。
Our own planet Earth, exactly the right size and shape and consistency and distance from the sun to support life.
那我们所住的地球，它的大小和形状都正正好好，地球与太阳的距离也正好是可以支持生命的。
We see a myriad of living things going about their business, perfectly suited for the purpose of living and reproducing.
我们看到我们的大千世界有千万的生物，他们都生殖繁衍，生生不息。
These things testify to us that there is a God.
这一切的一切都向我们说明有一个神。
As Psalm 19 verses 1 to 3 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
诗篇十九章一至三节讲到，诸天述说神的荣耀，苍穹传扬他的手段。
Day unto day at her speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，无声无息。
How does the creation reveal the existence of God?
那神所造的世界如何显示它的存在呢？
Because we know that nothing comes from nothing. That is the whole basis of empirical knowledge and science. Where there is order and design, there must be a designer.
那神如何向我们显示？那是因为我们知道这个世界是不可能从无中生有来存在的。这是我们整个实验科学和知识的基础。如果我们看到了设计，就一定会有一位设计师。
When we look at the Great Wall of China, we don't imagine that a pile of rocks carved themselves into blocks and then assembled themselves together into that long wall.
那我们看一看我们中国的长城，我们不会认为这些石块就自己的变成需要的形状，连接在一起，形成了长长的城墙。
We know that someone must have built that wall.
我们知道肯定有人建筑了长城。
If we look at the Mona Lisa or the paintings on the ceilings of the Sistine Chapel, we don't imagine that the paints just somehow arrange themselves into those pictures.
那如果我们看一看这些名画，像蒙娜丽莎或者是西斯汀大教堂它天花板的巨画，我们不会认为这些颜色就自己偶然地凑到了一起，形成了这些杰作。
We know that someone painted those pictures, someone designed what they should look like.
我们知道肯定有位画师， 他设计了并且画了这些画。
If we look at the CN Tower or Rogers Center, the Air Canada Center, and someone were to say to us, well, that just happened by itself, we'd say that was ridiculous.
那如果我们看一看我们的多伦多电视塔或者 Rogers Center 或者 Air Canada Center, 如果有人说这些建筑都是自己形成的，那你觉得是不是很荒谬？
Whenever we see design, we know there must be a designer behind it.
我们看到有设计的时候，我们就会想到一位设计师。
Furthermore, the quality of the design tells us about the quality of the designer.
而且设计的水准向我们显示了这个设计师的水准。
I can paint a picture, but it wouldn't look very good.
我们John Torres 牧师也可以画一幅画，但是看起来可能不会太美。
It wouldn't look like the Mona Lisa.
没法跟 Mona Lisa 相比。
I'm not as good a creator of paintings as Da Vinci.
John Torres 牧师没有办法跟达芬奇相比在绘画上面。
I could probably build a crude wooden shack in my backyard if I had to, but it wouldn't be the Rogers Center.
如果需要的话 ，John Torres 牧师可以在后院也许搭一个小木棚子，但是没有办法和我们的 Rogers Center 相比。
The designers and builders who put together the Rogers Center are vastly superior to me in that area.
那建筑设计 Rogers Center 的建筑师肯定会比John Torres 牧师在建筑设计方面要更高一筹。
When we look at the created universe with trillions of stars,
那我们看我们这个被造的宇宙有成兆上亿的星球。
With the human brain, which is orders of magnitude superior to the best supercomputer we can build,
那我们人的大脑比任何我们可以造的超级电脑都要精密复杂千百倍。
We should know that some being made that, some being who is vastly, infinitely superior to us.
那我们知道这个造物主肯定比我们要高超千百倍。
That's what we should see.
那是我们应该得到的结论。
And then we should want to know about that being.
我们应该愿意了解认识他。
And we should be thankful to him because he made us and the home we live in.
我们应该感谢他，因为他给了我们生命，也给了我们家园。
We should want to give him thanks.
我们应该愿意感谢他。
And so we should seek him wherever we are.
我们不论在哪里都应该愿意寻求他。
And if we do, the Bible guarantees in Jeremiah 29:13-14, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord.
那如果我们寻求神的话，像在耶利米书29:13-14中，神是这样应许我们的：你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见。
But what does the human race tend to do instead?
但是我们人类做了什么呢?
They don't seek him. They don't give him thanks.
我们不愿意寻求神或者感谢神。
Instead, as verse 18 says, they suppress the truth.
像罗马书1:18讲到我们阻挡真理。
They hold the truth back. They try to keep it from being known.
他们不愿意了解真理。
It's not that they don't know there's a God. It's that they don't want to know it.
不是我们不知道有神，我们不愿意知道有神。
They don't want to face that reality, and they don't want others to know about it.
不愿意接受这样的现实，也不愿意其他人知道。
We have already seen that God has shown himself by means of his creation.
我们看到通过所造的世界，神是被显示出来了。
And we all admit that if something has design, it must have a designer.
我们承认当我们看到设计的时候，肯定会有一位设计师。
We'll readily admit this with the Great Wall of China, the Mona Lisa, the Rogers Center.
当我们看到中国的长城，我们看到这个蒙娜丽莎这样的名画，我们看到 Rogers Center 这样杰出的建筑的时候，我们承认这一点。
But do we admit it when we see God's creation?
当我们看到神所造的世界的时候，我们承认这一点吗？
No, the spirit is to say that God didn't create these things.
但我们说没有，神没有造这个世界。
There was a big bang, see, and nothing exploded, and nothing became something, and all by itself created all this fantastic order and perfect working that we see around us.
那我们说最初有一个大爆炸，然后这个世界就无中生有的形成了，然后慢慢的这个世界演化出了所有我们看到的这些完美的秩序和设计。
It was all just a colossal accident.
这就是一个很巨大的偶然事件。
OK. Can you imagine anything so idiotic?
你不觉得这种想法很愚蠢吗？
Look at this action figure here.
我看看这个人猿泰山的玩具。
It's a cool action figure. It would even make a noise if I push this button here.
Where's the noise?
It's batteries out.
这个玩具很酷，有电池的时候，你如果摁一个按钮，它还会叫。
Do you imagine if any scientist found this lying here, he would come along and say, well, I think it just made itself by random chance?
那可不可以想象一个科学家把这个玩具从地上捡起来，他说，哦，这个玩具就是这样偶然形成的。
Of course not. He'd insist that someone had to make it.
当然不会了，这个科学家会说，肯定有人造了这个玩具。
Because it has order, it has design.
因为它有秩序，它有设计在里面。
But if he found you lying on the beach, it's the orders of magnitude more complex than this action figure, and actually alive, he'd say, oh no, no one designed you, you just came about by accident.
那如果这个同样这个科学家看到你在躺在沙滩上晒太阳，他说，哦，是没有人造了你，没有神造了你，你就是这样偶然自然形成的。
How ridiculous.
多么荒唐的说法。
It is as the text says, they suppress the truth.
像罗马书中提到的，他们阻挡真理。
Verse 18, what may be known of God is evident to them, for God has shown it to them, so that they are without excuse.
像第十八节讲到的，虽然是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 21, they knew God.So this is not an honest mistake.
第二十一节也提到了，他们知道有神，所以这并不是一个无心的错误。
Verse 21, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful.
二十一节讲到，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And here is the heart and core and root of human sin.
这就是我们人类罪恶堕落的根源了。
We do not want to admit that there is a God to whom we must answer.
我们不愿意承认有神，不愿意承认我们对神有责任。
And we do not want to give thanks to him. Why not?
我们不愿意感谢他，为什么呢？
Because to give thanks to God is to admit that he is, to admit that we are dependent on him, that we are obligated to him.
那如果我们承认有神，那就是说我们要承认自己需要神，承认自己对神有责任。
To give thanks to God, we must acknowledge that he is greater than we are, that we are not our own God, and that we are not, therefore, the masters of our own lives.
那承认有神，也就是说我们要承认神比我们要高明，要承认我们是需要他的，承认我们不是自己生命的主宰。
And that is what we don't want to do.
那我们人不愿意这样做。
What happens then when we don't give thanks?
我们不给神感恩会发生什么样的后果呢？
Verses 21 to 25 tells us that we become futile in our thoughts.
那第二十一章到二十五节告诉我们，人的思念变为虚妄。
Our hearts are darkened, we claim to be wise, but we actually become fools, because make no mistake about it, as Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
那人无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。就像诗篇十四章一节中提到的，愚顽的人心里说没有神。
Now this doesn't mean we're not religious.
这并不是说我们不敬虔。
We're still religious.
但人是可以非常敬虔的。
But we don't use religion to draw close to the true God, but to move away from him.
那这种敬虔，我们并不是用它来接受我们的真神，倒是却远离他了。
We try to quell that vague sense deep down in ourselves that there is a God by making our own gods.
我们心中有对神的渴望，所以我们就开始为自己造神。
We make idols for ourselves.
我们为自己造偶像。
In the old days, it was crude idols in the image of birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Now, perhaps our idols are more sophisticated, but still, they are gods made in the image of corruptible man.
那以前呢，人是以昆虫、飞禽走兽的样式造偶像。我们今天的偶像也许比以前复杂的很多，但它还是以我们腐败的人的形象造的。
They are gods that we can control because we made them, gods that really allow us to remain in control as masters of our own lives as long as we do a few religious duties.
那我们说我们只要敬拜这样自造的神呢，我们就可以成为自己生命的主宰，因为我们造了这些神。
And if so, God gives us up to uncleanness and dishonor.
所以神就任凭我们堕落下去了。
Because we have exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature.
因为我们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉所造之物。
Whether that be man as the measure of all things, as in humanism and atheism, or a God we have invented.
或者是像无神论者那样，他们认为人类至上，或者是我们敬拜自造的神。
Either way, we have served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever.
无论怎样，人们他们选择去敬拜侍奉所造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。
And it doesn't end there.
但这并不是完结的。
Verse 18 tells us that the wrath of God is coming to judge those who refuse to give thanks to the true God.
在罗马书一章十八节中提到，神的愤怒从天上显明一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
To those who refuse to acknowledge Him, God is not content to be ignored.
如果你不接受神，神不会就坐在那里等待。
There is hell to pay and eternal alienation from God.
你会永远的与神分离，会有地狱的烈火在等待。
But there is a way to the true God.
但我们可以有办法接受这个唯一的真神。
God does not want anyone to perish, but that all should know Him and have eternal life.
神不希望我们任何一个人灭亡，他希望我们都能够得永生。
Just as God revealed His wrath in verse 18, so too He reveals His gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ.
就像在罗马书一章十八节中，他向我们显明他的愤怒，他也从耶稣基督中显明了他救恩的福音。
God, the Son who became flesh and dwelt among us and died on the cross to pay the price for our sins and rose from the dead bodily.
神子道成肉身，住在我们中间，死在十字架上为我们的救做罪赎，三日之后又复活。
So that whoever acknowledges the true God by putting his faith in Jesus will not perish, but will have everlasting life.
一切信耶稣基督的人都可以得到永生。
There is no other way.
没有任何其他的方式。
As 1 John 2:23 tells us, whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
约翰一书二章二十三节讲到，凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
So those are the options for a world that does not want to acknowledge God and does not want to give Him thanks.
那这是我们不敬虔唯一真神的世界的选择。
The options are reconciliation with God and eternal life through Jesus, or eternal wrath by following another God.
接受耶稣基督与神和好，和他一起享受永生，或者是在地狱烈火中永远与神分离。
So as we're getting ready for this upcoming Thanksgiving weekend, ask yourself, are you willing to give thanks to the one true God, to acknowledge Him as the creator, the sustainer and ruler of your lives, the one we must glorify?
那在感恩节的快到的时候，问问你自己，愿不愿意接受这个宇宙中唯一的真神，这个造物主，给我们生命的人，也掌管一切的人，神。
If you have not done so yet, are you willing to put your faith in Jesus for salvation?
如果您还没有这样做的话，你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督呢？得到永生。
Or will you exchange the truth of God for the lie?
还是你愿意生活在谎言中？
If you haven't made up your mind yet, this is a good time to start thinking about it.
如果您还没有做这样的决定的话，现在是一个很好的时候去仔细的思考一下这个问题了。
I'll leave you with a story that comes from the life of the famous 18th century British evangelist George Whitefield.
那现在呢 Pastor Torres 给我们分享一个18世纪英国伟大的传道师乔治 Whitefield 他的一个事件。
Seems one time Whitefield was on board a ship sailing from England to America.
那有一次呢，这个 Whitefield 他坐船从英国到美洲。
It turned out that the ship's cook was an incorrigible fellow, a drunkard, a womanizer, a blasphemer.
这个船上的厨子他过的生活是确实生活在罪中，他饮酒又追求女人。
The Christians and the crew had frequently talked to this man about the need to repent and to put his faith in Christ.
船员中的基督徒呢，经常向他传讲福音，接受耶稣基督，忏悔他的罪。
But the cook was deaf to all their appeals.
但这个厨子不愿意听。
They thought then that perhaps he would listen to this great evangelist Whitfield.
他们想，哦，这个大宣道家 Whitfield 在他们的船上，也许这个厨子会愿意听。
So they asked Whitfield to talk to him, and Whitfield did that.
所以他们请这个 Whitfield 跟他讲一讲，那 Whitfield 这样做了。
He talked to the cook about sin and salvation and hell and faith in Jesus, but the cook just smiled.
哇，他讲到了我们人的罪，讲到了如何得永生，讲到了耶稣基督，但这个厨子就一直在笑。
When Whitfield was finished, the cook told him, just don't worry.
那 Whitfield 讲完了，这个厨子说，啊，不要担心。
He explained, I have it all worked out, George. Sure, there's a God and you have to get right with him, but I'm having too much fun now.
He said, George, yes, 我知道有一个神，但是我现在的生活太开心了，我已经有一个非常完美的计划。
So I'll convert later.
将来呢，我会接受神。
I'll put my faith in Jesus for the last 2 years of my life and work from then.
我生活的最后两年，我会接受耶稣基督，我会为神活。
That was his plan. He had it all worked out, and there was nothing Whitfield could do to change his mind.
哇，他很意志已定，他不愿意改变他的这个计划。Whitfield 也无计可施。
On that very trip, the cook suddenly became violently ill and died unexpectedly.
就在这个行程中呢，这个厨子突然染了暴病，他就死在这个船上了。
Too late, he realized that you don't know when the last 2 years of your life are starting.
那太晚了，他没有想到，他不知道他生命的最后两年从什么时候开始。
Neither do we.
我们也不知道。
Neither do we.
我们也不知道。
Hear the words of Isaiah 55:6.
那我们听一听以赛亚书55:6.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻求他，相近的时候求告他。
And 2 Corinthians 6:2.
哥林多后书6:2.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
看呢，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, but call upon him while he is near.
感谢我们的神，但是要寻求他，祷告向他，当他离我们近的时候。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
you are worthy of all thanks.
你值得我们所有的感恩。
We acknowledge that all things are yours.
我们知道所有的一切都是属于您的。
We ourselves are your sheep.
我们是您的羊。
Living in your pasture.
在您的草地上。
All that we have you have given to us.
我们所有的都是从您而来的。
Lord, may our hearts be ready to give you thanks.
神啊，准备我们的心可以赞美您。
May you be thanked and praised as you are worthy, Father.
我们感谢赞美您，因为您是我们的天父。
We pray for those who are still suppressing the truth, those who still refuse to acknowledge you, those who will not give you thanks, Lord, that their hearts may be changed.
我们为那些阻挡真理、不愿意接受您的人祷告，我们祷告他们的心会转变。
May they think wisely and make the right decision to follow you through your Son, Jesus.
希望他们能够对自己做出正确的选择，能够选择接受跟从您的儿子耶稣基督。
May every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
愿意所有的人都跪下，所有的口都赞美承认耶稣基督是我们的主。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
And give thanks.
给您感恩。
Amen.
Amen.